What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Chucky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company. The Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop and Eric Bickle. Cake's out this week. Probably means somebody's out next week, right? Anybody going on vacation next week?
Truly.
Bish Buck's going on vacay next week.
I am. I think
staycation, going somewhere?
North Kakalaki.
Gotcha.
I think I'm going to do I don't have it in the books yet. I'm just going to do a little 3-day golf trip thing.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. It'll be nice to get away.
I came back to a problem that we've had at our house. And I think it's pretty common for people to have this problem in their homes. We have a little bit of a mouse problem.
Okay.
So we had...
Are they in the, they're in the house?
Well, my wife said she could...
attic.
Yeah, my wife
closets.
Said she could hear them scurrying around downstairs in our basement. We have a crawl space, which is a weird spot. And then, I've never seen them visibly in the house. But my wife swore she could hear them. And then we started seeing some droppings underneath our sink. So I went out and got traps.
Everywhere. They hide in there.
Yeah, because right where the pipes come out, there's a little crack.
Yeah, they can slither through there. They're unbelievable. They're so pliable.
Yes.
Yes.
And so before we went to Switzerland and Italy, I got one or two of them with these traps. And my wife, when we got back, heard something scurrying around on Saturday, and she freaks out. She literally was on top of a chair. I'm not sweating it, but then when I actually heard it, I opened the door and I saw the mouse right there on the trap, still breathing. And it is a cruel way to kill an animal.
Did you do it with a glue trap or with a snapper?
We go glue traps.
Oh, okay. I go glue traps. That's a painful death.
Yes.
It's probably better to go snapper.
I felt a little bad. Well, basically, I suffocated the mouse to death because I didn't want that. He was trying to eat the glue to get out of the glue trap.
Yeah.
And so I picked up the glue trap and threw it in a bag. And then I put another bag in another bag. And then my go-to move when I kill these mice is I go to a gas station or something and dump it in their trash cans because they smell so bad.
Who cares?
If the mouse is we don't leave our trash cans outside.
Oh, I have my trash cans outside.
In the garage?
I don't even think that's allowed.
You keep yours in the garage then?
Yes,
in the
garage.
On the side of the house.
Yeah. Right, but I don't think our HOA would pummel that.
You should smell my garage because I don't have mice there. I got my dog's poop bags in there.
Oh,
in my pan.
I have
my
plenty of
trash
poop
can.
And stuff in my trash. I have it outside.
Yeah. You don't ever get like an HOA complaint about that?
Why would I get an HOA complaint?
Oh, we do.
Because you're not supposed to leave it out there.
Not supposed to leave it out on your driveway.
It's not on my driveway. It's on the side of my house. Literally no one could see it.
Oh, okay. If it's on the side.
No one could see it. No one in the history of the world would know.
I would get letters or emails from HOA if it was the trash can was on the driveway.
I mean, maybe.
Because they want it out of sight.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. So just put it out of sight. Put it on the side of your
outside
house.
Of the hours.
No, like, I put it in the garage.
Are they militant about leaving it out past 5 p.m. or something like that?
I don't know if they're militant. If you leave it out maybe for a whole week, they'll probably send you a letter.
I just got a letter from
because
the
HOA. Because they just drive around. These people in HOA, they're losers.
I think
they just drive around the neighborhood.
I think HOA
and they pick
people
and choose.
Are losers.
Like, yeah, they are.
You're on a power kick of some sort. Like, get over yourself. Who cares?
We have a swing from a tree in the front yard that apparently we're not supposed to have up.
Oh, yeah, of course. We had a massive controversy in my neighborhood. Like, it was a few streets away, okay? And actually, it's very lax in where I live. But a couple of streets away, it's more intense. It's bizarre. Same neighborhood, same everything, just a couple streets away, where they built a fence. Their house was built such a long time ago. A bunch of them are in one direction, and this one's actually facing a different direction. So they built a fence in what is ostensibly their backyard, but for everybody else, it's their front yard on that street. Hmm. And you're not allowed to have a fence in your front yard. And it was a massive, massive deal. Very right. expensive, like a glass fence, or like, I don't know, whatever, like a clear fence. Like,
they had to take
it
down.
An expensive thing that was like argued about for, I want to say, years.
Mm-hmm.
And who won? The backwards house?
I think the backwards house had to take it down.
Oh.
I think they lost. I think they
that's
lost.
A bad beat.
It's a bad beat. What can they do? Their house is oriented differently than all the other ones
because
it's an old neighborhood. You know what I mean? For them, it's a backyard. It's, I'm telling you, homeowner people, you hit it on the head. HOA people, crazies are the worst people. They are losers.
I got a letter. It was
just
like,
going around tattling on people.
I got a letter. Well, I didn't even know they did inspections. I got a letter and it was very complimentary. The first two paragraphs, it's like, we recently did a home inspection and we passed by your house and it looks great.
Uh-huh.
And then it had the one but. I was like,
yeah.
About children's stuff
toys.
Being left outside or
yeah, so you can't we have don't like leave, a hanging swing.
We don't. I think it was the swing. I think that's the only thing, unless my kid like left their lemonade stand outside one day.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I want my house to look good. So I wouldn't want to have my trash can in the driveway all the time. But when I have it,
well,
I forget
not the driveway, the side of the house. That's where I put mine. Why do normal
I don't
people
have
put it on
I don't
side.
Have a spot on the side of my house where I could put it.
Oh, okay.
Because I've got trees and I've got so the sides of
well,
my
you
house
have a shared
are,
driveway
are lined too. Are lined with trees and bushes. So I'd have
to, I actually don't it like it
work.
In the garage either because, like you say, it smells awful.
It smells
right.
like in your
and
garage.
I'm telling you, a mouse
it does, it
makes
smell.
Your garage smell
a
like
a mouse.
Butt.
My wife has like an amazing sniffer. She'll be like, check, see if there's a mouse. Like she'll know if that mouse is there in the first 15 minutes.
Yeah. Listen, your wife sounds like my wife to an extent. They get something like that in their brain. They're never going to let it go. It's like while that's in the realm.
Well, here's my thing.
They're just going to check constantly.
Yes. I used to have a pesticide company. All right. I was paying monthly and I decided to quit paying that pesticide company. The mice were coming while they were there. All they were doing was giving me mouse traps.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't I just go to Lowe's or Home Depot
something.
And buy
them? They spray something too.
Okay, but I don't see any difference really in the total amount of mice.
Well,
I just think in the summers it's going
to
be an issue.
That's what they do. I have that service.
Right, but I guarantee you've had mice in your home.
I guarantee I have, but I also guarantee that they've mitigated
I was going to say, I don't think you're going to get rid of every single mouse in your neighborhood. But
no.
Those companies will help.
Once a month, it crawls up in all my attics and everything.
Didn't you used to have a raccoon problem?
With my old house. Oh, no, maybe this house too. Definitely my old house. The raccoon.
What'd you
like,
have chilling by your fire pit?
Well, it wasn't a problem. It was just... It was unsettling.
Right.
He was like resting on my golf mat.
What was
it? Or
a possum or a raccoon?
Fox.
A fox. You had a fox just chilling in your backyard.
There was a raccoon that was pooping on my silly Offenbacher's furniture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He was leaving like a human-sized duty on my silly Offenbacher. Like I love that Offenbacher's sofa. I would put it in my house. Like, in my house.
Right.
It's that nice. And he was leaving duties on it. I mean, that's insulting. He was a big F you.
What do you do? That's where it's actually good to have the trash can on the side of the house, because you don't want to bring that.
Yeah, but you know what they do?
Fox because like poo you say, I think it's inside your garage.
I think it's a raccoon. Like, they're literally like superhuman. Like, they have the dexterity in the hands to open up your trash and get in there and get whatever they want and then strew it all over the place. But like, I would put a brick on top of my thing. It wouldn't even matter.
They would still get in?
I would put a brick on there and they would find a way to shake it or whatever. They're superhumans. Like, yeah. Their brains are sick. I couldn't outfox it.
I just bought four new traps, glue traps, and it may be inhumane because you can see him dying.
I do the glue traps and everything, and on the snappers, I do everything.
Now, had snappers, and I don't think we've ever
You put peanut butter on it?
No, they outfox the snappers.
Well, you're stupid. You got to put peanut butter on it. You put peanut butter on it.
Yeah, I think we had the snapper that we have is from the previous pesticide company. I don't think it's ever snagged.
It's never going to snag anything. You got to give them a reason to go there. You put peanut butter, those suckers, you just donk them off. Like, at an alarming rate if you have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
You could put them down there and you just can't put enough traps.
I've got two big glue traps, power glue traps underneath the sink now.
Yeah.
We usually catch them in the garage. And I don't know there's much you can do in the garage.
I got a problem now. I got to call Crop because now my wife, my wife's, I've got her now. She always has to come to me now. She goes, I promise I'm not looking for stuff. Because I always accuse her of just looking for stuff that's going wrong because I would just look the other way. Like, I don't care. But she's telling me now that the cold water's not working on the dish, or the laundry thing. Clothes washer, whatever you call it. Washer. Cold water's not working.
Washing machine.
Only hot water comes out. I mean, that's fine.
That's weird. Right.
What do we care? All right.
I'm a little
hot water.
Well, you shrink your clothes.
I think it can mix. If you mix and match colors and whites, I think it can be an issue. So I would rather just
kick the can down the road.
Everything. But now I got to deal with that. I don't know what it is. By the way, that's a new washer. So the theory is it's not the washer's problem. It's something.
The water heater.
There's something maybe a something's not clicking over in my system. So I gotta go call them today.
It's always something.
It's always something.
I know.
I just had you heard about it. Did I tell you about my toilet overflowing at my house?
No.
Listen to this.
This happened this weekend?
Listen to this. Ooh. This could only happen to me. So I go in there, do my business in my bathroom upstairs, my throne, right? Nice one. I'm like a triple to quadruple flusher. Because I don't like, soon as I
you don't want to clog the toilet.
I don't want to clog the toilet. I look down, admire, flush. Then I go to the cleaning process, okay? Flush. A little more cleaning. My God, I'm never going to get this clean. Flush. Clean more. Flush. Last time, we have an issue. I got this toilet paper that's the world's thickest toilet paper. Two cleans and it's stuffed. So now it's stuffed. Nothing's happening. Water's clean. No poopy in there. It's just stuffed. I had something to do. I said to my wife, do me a favor. Just don't use the bathroom. The plunger wasn't there. I'll plunge it later. Okay? Yeah. Now, my friends are mocking me when I was telling this when I was playing golf with them. I'm the only person who would leave a clogged toilet and worry about it later. But right. I was like, I don't have time for this. I'll deal with it later. I get a phone call 3 hours later. My wife goes upstairs. The whole bathroom is flooded 2 inches of water.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
And this is why. I totally got boned. Because normally, nothing should happen.
No,
but remember I told you that occasionally, randomly, my toilets leak? This one on that last flush decided to never stop. Like it,
it just kept running.
It kept running. It kept right. I got boom. So what? Like literally, it's like a 1 in 20 thing. like where it might
120 is 5%.
Okay. Well, I got hit with that, and I had...
What's that, one in a million?
Well, and if you're flushing five times a duty...
What?
If you're flushing five times a duty, that's going to happen like once a week.
Mostly flushing toilet paper.
I was mostly just flushing toilet paper, and it just got clogged with toilet paper, and I was like, I should have a plunger in every toilet.
Where did you go? Like, you had to roll out?
I think I had to go to the grocery. I just had a couple things to do. I can't remember what it was. I just didn't... Because it would require going downstairs, getting the plunger, going all the way back upstairs... Doing it, I'll do it all in one trip. I'll do it later. No one needs to use this stupid toilet. Well, sure enough, I got boned. And of course, my wife still holds it against me today. 72 hours, you know, still bitter.
Was there any other damage that the water did? I mean, did it get into the bedroom or?
Oh, it started leaking all over downstairs. Now that you mentioned that, I forgot that.
Down the walls?
Down the walls, through the ceiling, because it piled up for so long.
Because you left it, because you went unattended.
My daughter said, why is it leaking down here? I go, what do you mean? What do you mean? I go down there. It's all in the, what do you call that stuff that you have? The trim, like... You know, you put trim up.
Crown molding. Yeah.
The crown molding. It's all
your
the crown molding.
It's just, brown molding.
It's just crown molding everywhere. Right. Water everywhere.
Water damage.
All because my stupid toilet, once in a blue moon, leaks.
So you got to deal with that.
What do you mean deal with it? I cleaned it up. As far as I'm concerned, it's dealt with.
No, yeah, but you might have leak again.
You might have mold or damage.
God, I hope it does.
By the time that mold kicks in.
Yeah.
Mold? You want me to open all that up?
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't seen your walls.
I wouldn't want mold on my walls,
but your walls might be banged up.
And I wouldn't want a toilet
to me that I have to worry about.
And
mold.
I wouldn't want a toilet that occasionally leaks.
Yeah. Like, that's
5%.
That's
one out
what
of
he
20.
Needs. You need to fix that toilet. Get a new toilet.
It's just a pain in my ass. It's not the toilet. It's just I think it's the system inside.
Okay,
it's
we'll fix
system.
It. We know people.
Yeah, I know. It's just a pain in my ass. I'd rather hit golf balls.
Okay, all right.
All right, let's go.
Well, that's where your wife should step up and say,
let's go to.
You're not going to the range today. You're not going to play golf. We're going to fix the damn toilet.
Let's go to Ron. Ron, what's up? Going with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to tell JP, you got a real problem because I spent $75,000 trying to get rid of mice.
What? No,
no. You got a problem.
Yeah.
No, I bought an older house. So. They said that the subfloor and everything was rotting out, and they may be getting it through that way. Then they said it may be getting it because the water heater was off the kitchen. They said, well, it may be coming through, you know, the pipe system. So I bought an energy-saving water heater. I put in a gourmet kitchen, and them damn things are still there. So I don't know how in the hell they get in, but it doesn't take much. And so I'm serious. Once you get them, it's hell trying to get rid of them. They like trying to get rid of roaches.
I know. And they can, and by the way, they can get into they can get underneath a door. That's how skinny they can get.
Yep.
They can get into your house any way they want.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm not spending $75,000 to get rid of mice. I'll kill them one at a time with glue traps.
Yeah, I would never spend that much money.
Hey, get a cat.
Hold on, let me tell you this because this is important. When your toilet overflows, that sewage, I own a company, a Surf Pro, that's sewage water.
Right.
You need to have antimicrobial. You better have the walls checked because if black mold grows behind your walls, it's dangerous for your family.
Of course.
I'll be dead. I'll be dead soon.
No, it grows quicker than you think.
Yeah, because it's a certain temperature it grows at. Since it's hot, boy, you're going to get it fast.
This guy's so the perfect consumer for the guys that knock door to door and tell you you need a new roof.
Oh, my
this
God.
Guy probably spends so much money.
$75,000 on mice.
Wait a minute, listen. Call your insurance company and they'll send a reputable dealer out there.
No, I got people. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't let your toilet overflow so they'll make sure to get somebody out there quickly because that's sewage.
Right.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Well, good luck with your mice.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. He is a good guy.
I'm taking him out one at a time.
I know. If I was Ron, I'd invest in a cat. Not $75,000.
Right. $75,000.
That's crazy.
Just put.
Or just move. Put your house up for sale.
Yeah, just move. Sell as is. No problem. Right. Everything's selling anyway. You don't need an inspection. Just sell.
800-636-1067 is the number. Tom Lavera is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock to talk about where the Commanders are at and whether the Nationals will ever be sold. Don't go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Thank you to Miss Utility. They brought us a cake because it's 8-11. Yep. And August 11th is National Safe Digging Day. Before starting your summertime do-it-yourself projects, like putting in that new deck, refreshing your landscaping, even installing a mailbox, contact at Miss Utility of Maryland at 811. You can learn more at missutility.net. So it's a big cake.
It's a huge cake.
It's got bulldozers on top. it's
a man's company.
Yeah, but the chocolate is inviting.
Yeah,
it's gonna be delicious. Might have to have a piece.
We did. We went to a Kelsey set up. We did a Swiss chocolate making class in Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. You did everything. You did everything there. Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, I came back with three bars made. Just follow their instructions.
It survived the trip.
I mean, it's kind of like, no, I didn't bring my chocolate back.
Oh, okay.
I think I pummeled my, I made three bars. I think I pummeled my first bar by the time I got back home.
Right.
That night. So I don't know what happened with my other bars. Might still be at the Glacier Hotel.
It seemed
Hotel.
Like that's a thing, because my daughter, when she went to Greece, she learned like how to make tzatziki and all this stuff. You take like a cooking class.
I'm sure it's a touristy thing. I mean, you see cooking classes here and painting classes and everything.
Did you do a cooking class in Italy?
No.
Oh,
no, in Italy we stayed with my cousins.
I actually had fun doing it. These guys laughed at me when
so
I told
you did
them.
It. What'd you do?
You're making pasta and everything?
Yeah, I just made a pasta dish. It was cool.
Did you make your own pasta?
Great wine.
Like, is that the deal? Like, you make your own pasta?
Yeah, yeah, made our own pasta, cut it up.
Right.
I mean, the sauce was kind of provided for you, but you know, added all the, you know, the onions, tomatoes.
Did you ever try to come home
had
and
great,
replicate
great
it?
Great bottles of wine.
Did you replicate it at home?
No. My wife, yeah, but not me. Did.
You know what was maybe the hardest part of the trip, besides the driving, which is stressful in the mountains, is just the language barrier. My cousins speak zero English.
Wow.
And I don't speak Italian. I can get by with a little Spanish. And I was using the Google Translator all the time on my broken phone. Like, that's hard. And then showing up to... I'm just showing up to my dad's village, and I didn't even know where we were going to stay. Like, they knew we were coming and kind of gave them a ballpark of when I was going to show up, which is part of the reason why I hated stopping for so many pee breaks, is you just show up in the middle of the village. It's a town of 140 people. When my dad was there, it was 100. So it's expanded to 140 people in the mountains, kind of isolated. And you just show up in the center square, and then you just hope for somebody to scoop you up and tell you where to go. And so we went over to my cousin Gloria's house, and then I'm just kind of a captive of whatever they wanted to do.
Right.
They're trying, you know, they want to show us places. So we went on, I didn't know I was going to go on another cliff walk, but we went to this church. It's not even really a church. It's on a cliff, way up high. You have to walk around for about 10 minutes. Now, there is another way because there are buses that go a totally different route. But for whatever reason, we went the hiking way because that's what my cousins wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's why they're skinny.
The amazing part is the church, five churches on top of this mountain, built between the year 1000 and 1900, five different little chapels.
So you stayed for 3 days with a family that did not speak English?
We stayed two nights there, and then we went to Lake Garda, which is like the poor man's Lake Como.
Yeah.
They had an apartment there, and we stayed there.
Gotcha.
And they probably hate us because Kelsey broke a key to get into it was kind of a, I mean, just imagine a place like Ocean Pines or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the lake is about 5 or 10 minutes away from the lake. A little apartment complex, really nice pool, but gated. And Kelsey snapped one of the keys. What are you going to do?
That happens.
Like, we just left the keys there for him, and I sent a message.
That would have been
awkward
to stay with a family that did not speak English.
I told them, I mean, I was happy to be there. Like, it meant a lot.
Well, I'm sure it did.
To be there. But I told them I'm going to study Italian for 2 months when I go back.
Oh, good.
Probably in like 3 years.
Because
It's really difficult, even with the Google Translator.
All right, you want me to tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment?
Yeah, fill me in.
Play the music, please. All right, of course, the entertainment.
Did you read it yet? Because during the commercial break,
I was reading some. Right. I was reading some. I was eyeing that cake, that Miss Utility cake. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you can check out their entire selection of certified, pre-owned, and brand-new vehicles right there on their website, BMWFairfax.com. Mention me. They're going to treat you like a rock star regardless. You know, Valdez is handing me this story. We were talking about it earlier, actually, off-air. Michael Jordan finished second in the White Marlin Open. $400,000 to catch 23. You know what finished first? Tommy Horsecamp's boss, Danny Goff.
Danny G, yep.
Danny Your former Goff. Classmate at the Matha, right?
Well, he's a little older than us. Yeah. Danny Goff won that thing, $3.9 million. Now, Danny's been part of teams before, but he wasn't the top guy. This is the first time he's been the top guy.
Yeah,
he
I read
the
story.
Top guy.
Apparently, he's been competing in it for 36 years.
Yeah. Well, $4 million, is that what the winning prize
was? Well, they get to spread it out with the
spread
team.
It out, yeah.
Yeah. But just amazing.
And you can always say you beat Michael Jordan.
He beat Michael Jordan. How cool is that?
I wonder where MJ was hanging out down there.
I know he goes to Secrets.
He does. He does like Secrets.
My son has seen him out there.
He has like a private room at Secrets. I think he has a private room at Fager's. Like mm-hmm. You'll see him out and about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But $400,000. And by the way, the difference appears to be 1 pound. Danny Goff's that won was 72 pounds. MJ's team, what they pulled in, 71 pounds.
Wow.
Now, how does this work, Valdez? You can help me. Do they get to only bring in one and you got to just guess that that's going to be maybe a competitive one?
I'm not exactly sure.
Can you bring in as many big ones how does that work?
I'm not exactly sure, but you would think that you can only bring back one.
So if you get one that's like, say, 69 pounds, you go, oh, this is going to be competitive.
Right.
What do we do? Do you have like a tank you can keep it alive in? And then you keep, you know, chumming for more? I don't understand the game. I need to know the, like, how does that work?
I don't know. My guess is you would probably put it on ice or something.
But you can't donk it off. Can you keep
it? I mean, if you put it on ice, it's not going to kill it.
It won't. It'll stay alive.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can put it on ice. And then keep trying to get, because then, you get somebody radios in. Oh, somebody's got a 70-pounder.
Or you got to stay out here. Got to get a 71.
Now I'm going to look for, right?
I'm guessing they have some sort of leaderboard back at the
it's
dock.
Probably so on a computer. They can access.
Yeah, and they can see where you are and know that if you
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, this was not good enough. Don't even bother putting
does
it on
he,
ice.
Does Danny have somebody that goes out there like the week before?
I'm sure.
And will chum and will know exactly where the school are swimming around that week?
I'm sure. I'm sure he knows all the tricks. He's been doing it for 36 years, he says.
Yeah.
So I'm sure. I mean, you can't win it without being super sophisticated, right? He's not going out there lockboxing it.
No, you got to scout. Yeah. You have to like pre-scout where they're at.
So right. Just to get into the tournament, it costs $1,500 per boat. But those people that only put up the minimum $1,500, they're only eligible to win $50,000.
Right.
They say to land the seven-figure sum that they have to pony up various Calcuttas, which are essentially side bets.
Yeah, some are as
Goff
much
says
as 50.
There were 20 Calcuttas this year, each costing from anywhere from $500 to $10,000. Hmm. And that his boat put up the maximum amount in each category means they spent another $57,500 before
it's crazy,
basically stepping on the boat.
Yeah, and then he's got to pay all his guys, got to pay all the fuel, all the costs. He's rich.
Oh, so yeah, he's got stupid money.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, though, this is the number one thing in his resume. To me, because I didn't go to DeMatha, the number one thing in his resume was he sent Horsey to the dry cleaners, even though Horsey was a loan officer.
Yeah.
Only thing that I know is that Horsey was like his
he was
assistant.
He was his assistant, and that meant go to the dry cleaners, pick up his Chinese food.
Right.
I would love to know if he still does that. That would be hilarious.
Well, they say Danny lives in Ocean City full time now.
Yeah.
So I got a text out to Tommy. I'm like, he lives in Ocean City? Really? So Tommy's probably running the whole show over there.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll find out. Anyway, congrats to Jordan, 400K. But more importantly,
Danny Goff.
Congrats to our buddy Danny Goff, who pulls in 3.9. Just the rich get richer. Believe me, he don't need that. All right, weapons.
Well, Jordan doesn't need it either.
But it's got to be a thrill. You win it. It's fun. Weapons tops the domestic box office, holding off Freakier Friday. Did anybody see Weapons? I saw they had a cam version on our little thing. Did you watch it?
I saw Weapons.
Yeah, you did. You watched the cam version.
All right, hold on. Don't say anything. I was going to go see it today. My wife wants to see it. I want to see it. I was planning on seeing it today or tomorrow because it's $5 Tuesday tomorrow at one of the theaters near my house. But what are you giving it?
I give it a 4 out of 5.
So it's legit.
I think maybe my expectations were a little high heading into it.
Okay.
But it's legit. It's a good movie. Might be just a little bit long. Maybe by 15 minutes, a little long.
All right.
But it's entertaining. It's definitely creepy.
Is it scary?
There's definitely some jump scares.
Okay.
It's creepy.
All right, I'm going
to
see it.
I actually know nothing about the movie. I know we're going to have Kevin on a little bit later to talk about it.
It's about Valdez could correct me, but it's about a woman who's a teacher and 17 of her 18 kids in her class go missing. Is that correct?
Yes. At 2:17 a.m. the night before, 17 of her 18 students go missing in the dark.
Right. So I guess they think that she had something to do with it.
Yes.
And the girl who plays the teacher is Ruthie from Ozark.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Julia Garner.
I'm just used to her yelling.
I know, she's awesome.
This one at least sounds like, all right, sounds compelling. Right? You can make sounds a case for it. Yeah, sounds interesting. The second one, Freakier Friday.
This is what we always said, just real quick, is it based on a true story or... completely fictional.
How could that be a true story?
I don't think so.
Are you okay? I don't know.
17 kids from one class all get missing? I mean, that'd be the world's greatest serial killer.
That would be one of the biggest stories ever.
Right? It's implausible.
He's got vacation brain.
Oh, yeah. It's based on a true story. It could just be on two kids missing.
All right.
Apparently it's not.
But anyway, it beat Freakier Friday, which I think is just more of the same crap, you know, just remakes. Freakier Friday, which is a remake of the 2003 Freaky Friday, which did $193 million. This one opened to $29 million. They have to be thrilled with that, yeah. I would think. I mean, you dust off Lindsay Lohan, and it was Jamie Lee Curtis in it, I assume.
I think she is. Yeah.
Dust them off, put them out there, and you get $29 million, probably... I don't know. They probably do at least $100 million domestically, right?
You know what I watched on the plane? And I liked it. The Accountant too.
You did?
I did. I actually liked it. I think it got panned.
That one got smashed, I think, right?
I thought it was all
right. Right.
Hey, it killed time.
That's correct.
And you didn't have to pay for it.
Right. What else is out there? All right. Halle Berry. Her first husband is who? Do you remember?
David Justice.
Oh, that's right.
And I think David Justice, he recently did that. Is it the Up and Smoke, All the Smoke podcast? I saw some clips from that with Matt Barnes and God, who else is the other guy?
Stephen Jackson.
Yeah, Steven Jackson. And he says, first of all, I remember I saw a clip where he said, you know, Moneyball was based on that A's team that he was a part of. And one of the key figures in there, mm-hmm. at least according to him, was him. And he says, none of it was accurate. None of it was true.
Overhyped. Yeah, shocker. Just,
yeah, whatever. But he is saying that when he was married to Halle Berry, that they broke up in part because she didn't cook her clean.
Really?
He's old school, Lurch.
Yeah, I saw his
He's
quote.
Old school.
It's like, she don't cook, she don't clean.
So, I don't know. I mean, they're well to do enough.
As you say, haven't they made enough money together that
they have?
They wouldn't need to...
I mean, certainly, yeah, financially it wouldn't be a need.
Maybe he wanted a home-cooked meal.
Yeah, but maybe, yeah, he wanted his woman to show
probably
her,
an excuse.
Show some to, love.
Like, what's Halle Berry's side of that story? I mean, I have no idea.
I don't know.
How long? I feel like they weren't married that long.
They weren't.
And I'm sure David Justice could get any, as hot as Halle Berry is and as beautiful as she is.
Right.
He can get a million Halle Berries.
Right. And finally,
I think they were only married 3 or 4 years.
Last but not least, Howard Stern has been in the news lately because apparently Sirius is just, they're done with it. They're not going to pay him $500 million anymore. Although he may still sign a restructured deal. I guess that's still up for grabs. But according to his people, he's re-energized. And no matter what happens, he's not going to let somebody else end his career. And if he's either going to re-sign with Sirius or he's going to sign with somebody else. And he's going to prove that he's the best interviewer in media. Whatever. That's not what got you famous, buddy. I'm not expecting him to throw hot dogs, you know, in girls' asses. But, these interviews, if you listen to them, and I'm a Stern devotee for 30 years. Stopped 5 or 6 years ago when he got crazy. They're all the same thing. They're all the same questions about how you started and your journey. Like, literally the same interview to the same people every single time. There you go.
But, I don't begrudge them.
But
make your money.
No one has managed their career better. That I will say. No one.
I have zero interest in that man.
800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in or anything. Tom Lavera is going to join us coming up at 9 o'clock here on The Junk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Early in the show, we spent a lot of time talking about the Commanders. First preseason game, they lose by 30. They also had 30 guys who didn't participate in the game. So whether or not it was concerning or not, you can vote at Junk's Radio. I think 40%, surprised me, say they're concerned about it. I do like seeing the highlights, though. And I do really kind of look at the rookies the most. And that's why the Shedeur Sanders thing is interesting. Obviously, the backstory of him slipping all the way to the fifth round, them drafting a different quarterback in the third round, and then he balls out. Now, it's in the first preseason game against largely backups, but it just makes you more interested in the second preseason game now.
What I like about it is, okay, against backups, whatever, but I just like how he hung in the pocket and he was poised and was able to read the field. Like, I think that's the most overlooked, most critical aspect of being a quarterback as an amateur. You know, watching at home, if your quarterback can't be poised to stay in the pocket and make reads and make quick throws and the right decisions, you got nothing.
And he triggers so many people because of the opinions of their his dad and, you know, brash personality and all that stuff.
I thought he was slandered.
Colorado was kind of hated on. And, you know, he had his rap song, which, you know, bothered people. I mean, you were talking earlier, you're bothered by a chain on the sideline. So a lot of people, like, they look at that and they're upset. Said he, you know, and he didn't start great with a couple of, you know, 100-mile-an-hour speeding tickets or whatever. But I don't know. I'm kind of pulling for him, and I'm intrigued totally to see what happens. You know, but
you've been talking about him since the draft.
It's an interesting story. It's one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
It is. I don't love it. I'm not that interested in it.
Why aren't you interested in it? Because he actually might have been royally screwed. Like, going to the draft, Kiper, you say what you want about Kiper. Was he his top quarterback or second?
I think at one point he was his top quarterback.
He was top at one point.
Okay,
I don't know if he was.
That's just his opinion.
You can say it's just Kiper, but there are others that had him as late first round.
Yeah.
Nobody had him as fifth.
I mean, maybe he doesn't have an elite arm, but... And I'm sold by Baldy. I like Baldy's breakdowns. He comes on the show. Yeah. I know he does his homework. You know what I mean? Like, Baldy, he does his homework. He's looking at hours of film. And I watched his Baldy breakdown, and it was impressive. It is against backups. And maybe if Flacco was in there, he makes the same plays. And maybe if Dylan Gabriel was on the field Kenny Pickett was on the plane, makes the same plays. But he was on the field and made really good passes. Two touchdown passes and dealt with production.
You compare him to Flacco. Flacco won a Super Bowl. Flacco's had a ton of success in this league. So, yeah, if he makes the same plays Flacco does, that's a compliment. Yeah. I don't think it's a negative.
I just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
We were just kind of recapping the Commanders for, you know, an hour.
Crowning him. I'm just saying, my biggest thing is I don't even know if he can play. What I saw, I liked. The character assassination, that's what I have a problem with. That I'm convinced was fake and incorrect.
I don't think all of it was fake. Like, the interviews, I don't think the GMs or scouts, I don't think they're making that stuff up. I think it is blown out of proportion.
Do you think he literally sat in an interview and had headphones on and refused to take them off for these coaches when they're talking? Like, I don't buy it.
I think he might not have been prepared in a few interviews.
We have no idea.
I find it hard to believe.
I don't think everything has been made up.
I don't believe it.
Are you telling me people just made that up? It was the coaches made it up?
Maybe to justify not picking him. Maybe. I don't know. I don't believe that he was some sort of bad person.
Shedeur would have come out and said, that's BS. I never had headphones on.
Well, his father certainly said that.
I don't believe it. It
doesn't make him a bad person if he does that, but it shows that it may not be as prepared as you want him to be.
Listen, I know you guys don't want to believe me. I don't believe it. I find it to be overhyped.
I think the character assassination was an excuse to not pick him
because they didn't like the dad. That's my theory.
I agree with you mostly. They don't want to deal with the dad. However, one of those articles was very detailed of what Brian Daboll did in his meeting and it was from, I can't remember which reporter it was. Mm-hmm. It was very credible. I don't think that was made up.
They make up a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Major newspapers.
I don't think that was made up about Shedeur Sanders. Uh-huh. But ultimately, we all know this. It's about what happens on the field. So, yes, I'm intrigued. The biggest storylines to me in terms of the rookies, you know, Cam Ward's the number one pick. I don't have great expectations. He's playing on a terrible team. It's Travis Hunter and Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I mean, I think Jackson Dart will be a big story because it's New York.
Once
he finally gets into the starting lineup.
Yes. Yeah,
and I think he will. But right now, I agree. It's definitely Shedeur and it's the Colorado boys.
Did you see a little of
Travis Hunter?
Travis Hunter?
I saw the highlights.
But I didn't really see him do much.
I just saw the highlights.
I mean, he caught two balls. One of them, he slipped, but it was just a quick hitch pattern.
Yeah.
And had he not slipped, he might have taken off for a long game.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they're going to feed him.
He's going to get the ball, and he's going to make plays.
And then I think this might have been
he's too sick of an athlete.
Yeah. When I got back from Europe, I'm trying to play catch up, and then I keep leaning on the Baldy breakdowns. But I like – he did one on Travis. I think he only took maybe six snaps on defense.
Yeah.
But he showed one where he was basically running the route. Like, people wonder whether he's going to be able to catch on that – you know, he's going to have to choose, like, offensive meetings or defensive meetings. You can't be in both places at the same time, right? But that his instincts and his knowledge and his football IQ is so high that he already was running the pattern. Like, pointing out the video, he was running the pattern better than the receiver. Mm-hmm. Like, he just sees it.
It's very intriguing. I can't wait to see that
with being a freak athlete. That's a pretty deadly combo.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that team does, because they've got a whole new coaching staff. And I always like Trevor Lawrence. He's had an underwhelming career. We talk about guys who've had underwhelming careers.
Oh, yeah.
It's been Trevor, but maybe it steps up. But Hunter's just – he just might be legit, man, on either side, whatever side he plays the most.
But Shador's got to be the most watched preseason game this next week, right?
Well,
unless Stefanski, like, screws him and is, like, not going to play him.
I'm not convinced they're going to play him. Remember, the only reason why I played because the other guys were hurt.
Yeah, correct.
And I believe that. Like, I think that they have higher priorities right now than develop, even though he was, I think, unjustifiably a fifth-round pick. He was a fifth-round pick. So they got to figure out if Flacco's going to be the guy, if Pickett's going to be the guy, if Gabriel's going to be the guy.
Yep.
I mean, I do agree that Sanders, probably rightly so, is an afterthought right now. So if he gets to play another week, that'd be great for him. But aren't the other things just like little nicks that are holding the other guys out? Are they big deals? I don't think so.
I don't think it was a big deal, really. None of them has some injury that's keeping them out.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett has the most serious one. He's dealing with a hamstring injury.
Yeah. Well, that soft tissue thing, that can last for weeks and weeks.
I'm not sure what Gabriel had.
I think it was similar.
It was.
But now the pressure's on Gabriel. If he plays next week against the Eagles, you know, he's got to show well. He's got to play well, because Shedeur did.
Hey, from what I saw, he looked like he's got the poise to play the position. That's, you know, it's one piece of it, but I liked what I saw.
All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Tom Lavero. We'll talk some Commanders. We'll talk some Nationals. We'll talk about the mayor and more with Tom Lavero next here in the Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.